This is Rabbi Nissan Elberon, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, April 19th, 2021. We will finish Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a, the third section, the blue text. We were in the middle of discussing, I guess, wild animals when there's an outbreak. All right, so we had asked the end of last week, if it's seen in the city, so then it is an outbreak in the field. It's not, because that's where the animals belong. Right? You spot an animal in the field, that's its habitat. Now, we pick up here the blue text, Bayom Mishulachat. Right? If you see the animals during the day, outbreak. Balayla, but at night, Ena Mishulachat. That's when they come out. Ra'asa Shnei Bnei Adam. Right? If the animal sees two people, the Ratzdach Rehem, and it chases them, Mishulachas, outbreak. Nechbes mipnehem, if it hides when it sees the people. So, ena mishulachas. Right, then it's not an outbreak. Tarfa shnei bnei adam ve'achla echad mehen. If it rips apart, literally makes a treifa. Right, two people, and it only eats one of them, mishulachas. Then there's an outbreak, right? Because then we see that it was really only interested in destroying them and ripping the people to shreds. If he was really just hungry, he would have eaten both people. All right, maybe it depends on the size of the animal. But the Gemara assumes if it leaves one and doesn't eat it, that's an outbreak. Achla shneim, if it eats both of them. Ena mishulachas, it's not an outbreak. Also legag, if it goes up to the roof, and not latinok me'aris, and it rips a baby out of its crib. Mishulachas, all right, that is an outbreak. That's not a natural thing for an animal to do. Okay. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hagufa Kasha. All right. Inherent in what you said before, there is a question. Amarta, you said, Nira Sabair Mishulachas. If it's seen in the city, all right, you see a wild animal in the city, that's a problem. Loshna Bayom Veloshna Balayla. Doesn't make any distinction between night and day. You see a lion in your city, you should be scared. All right, lions and tigers and bears. V'hadar amarta, but then you said, Bayom mishulachas, balayna ena mishulachas. If you see it during the day, it's a problem. At night, it's not a problem. So which is it? If you see the animal in the city at night, is it a problem or not a problem? So Gemara says, lo kasha, not a problem, right? The inference is from the different parts of the statement, it's not really a question. Because hachi ke amar, this is really what it meant to say. Nirasa ba'ir bayom mishulachas. If it is seen in the city during the day, problem, outbreak. Ba'ir ba'layla ena mishulachas. At night in the city, it's not a problem. Just combine the two statements and it all makes sense. Inami, or you could answer it as follows. Bisade, right, in a field, afilu bayom ena mishulachas. Right, that if you see it in the field, even during the day, it's not an outbreak. Right, because that's where they're supposed to be. Okay. Now we move on to the next statement. Rasa shnebe adam ratzach rea mishulachas. Right, if you see, right, we're going to try it again. The Gemara is going to make inferences from the different statements that we just read and pit one against the other. So, Rasa Shnei Bnei Adam Ratzach Reim Mishulachas. If it saw two people and it chased them, Mishulachas, right? That's an outbreak. Ha Omedes in a Mishulachas. But if you just see it standing there, it's not chasing you, it's not a problem. But Vehada Amarta, then you said, Nechbes mipnehem, if it hides from them, ena mishulachas, then it's not an outbreak. Ha'omedes mishulachas, if it's just standing there, it is a problem. All right, the Gemara gave us two extremes. It chases you or it runs away from you. What if it's just standing there? So lo kasha, the Gemara says, nah, it's not a question either, not a problem. Kan bisada smuchala agam. Right, if it's a field that's close to a body of water, so then standing there is not an issue because that's where it drinks from. It's where it's supposed to be. But Khan, when we say that Omer is a problem, is Bisada is in a field, She'ena smuchala agam, that it's not next to a watering hole, and therefore there is a outbreak. Okay. Next, the next phrase. All right, Tarfa, Shnei ben Adam ke'achad ba'achla mehen mishulachas. Shnei ben Adam mishulachas. Right, if it rips apart two people, only eats one of them, outbreak. If it eats both of them, not an outbreak. Beha'amarta afilu ratisa. Aye, but you said even if it just runs after you, it is a outbreak. Right? So obviously, if it rips two people apart, it ran after you. If it doesn't matter at that point if it only ate one of you. We're already in outbreak status when it's chasing you. How do we then make a further distinction between whether it eats one of you or both of you? It ran after you, outbreak. So Amara Papa Kitaniahi Beagma. Right, Rapapa said, no, that's also the case where it only eats one of you, so that's also by the agam, that's by the body of water. Right, when I was in South Africa in the 90s, we went to Namibia, we went to the game park, we went to Etosha, right? That was a big game park in Namibia, and that's where you went to find the animals. You went to the watering holes, and that is where you found the animals. Okay, so we've seen that it's natural for the animals to stand and even to attack by the watering holes, which is their, their place where they're supposed to be. If they're running after you, not there, so then even if they don't get you, that's a problem. Okay. Gufa. Also, Lagag v'nat latinuk me'arisa mishulachas. It goes up to the roof and it takes the baby and throws it out of its crib. That's an outbreak. And the Gemara says, pshita. Of course that's a problem. That's a problem. That's an outbreak. So I'm Rav Papa. No, Rav Papa said, even kikuche ditsaidi, even in the kuch, which is, I guess, like the nest, the tzayid is the hunter, right? Esav is hatzad tzayid. Even in the hunter's nest, which is, you have to go out to where the animals are. Now, why you're taking your baby out there, I don't know. That's a good question. But even if the animal attacks you there, so it takes the baby, that is an outbreak. Al ha-cherev, what if the sword comes? Atana Rabbanan. Cherev she'amar and etzarech lomar, cherev she'eno shel shalom. Right, nobody has to tell me the cherev with which they said, right? You don't tell me cherev she'eno shel shalom. Clearly, it's a sword that is not of peace. Right, when they come to attack you, you have a problem. You better start davening. Right, in addition to fighting, that's a problem. Got to daven. Ela afilu cherev shel shalom. Even when there is swords coming through that seem to be peaceful, you should be crying out to Hashem. She'ein lecha cherev shel shalom yoseh mipar necho. Right, there is no greater piece of sword of peace more than paro necho. Right, ve'af al pichein, and nevertheless nichshal ba hamelech Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu faltered with regard to paro necho shenamar, as it says. We'll see that story tomorrow. The conclusion of Chaf Bez Amud Aleph is here, so we'll conclude our learning for today and pick up tomorrow.